This transcribed adventure story of Terry Lee, young American in war-torn China, is scheduled to reach an exciting climax this week, so don't miss a single day. As you know, Terry has invented an amazing airplane spotting device through which he has trained many people to identify Allied and enemy aircraft. This new type spotter has saved countless lives and played a vital part in the action of the first Chinese commando group. But now, other thrills await us. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Wouldn't you boys and girls get a kick out of identifying different kinds of planes? Wouldn't it be a thrill to see a ship zooming along up in the sky and be able to spot just what make of plane it was? And say, think of the fun you'd have playing the airplane spotter game by yourself or with some other kids. Well, all those thrills are waiting for you when you send for your airplane spotter. This spotter you can get is modeled directly after the one Jude and Terry use. It's the same tricky gadget, and boy, does it do a swell job of identifying planes. Why, with the spotter of Terry, you learn how to spot 16 different makes, the most famous warplanes of all, the Flying Fortress, the Wildcat, the Spitfire, the Stuka, and many others. Libby has had this thrilling airplane spotter made for you. And right now, you can actually get it for just 10 cents and two Libby's labels. Think of it, kids. An airplane spotter just like Terry's, an amazing invention that can't be bought in any store. You can get one for just 10 cents and two Libby's labels. The labels you need come from Libby's Tomato Juice, that grand-tasting drink you've heard so much about. Just two of those labels and 10 cents, and Terry's airplane spotter is yours. So get your labels right away, quick, and just do this. Just print your name and address on the back of one label. Then put the labels in an envelope with a dime and mail to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. The word Libby's is spelled L-I-B-B-Y-S. Now that's the way to get your thrilling airplane spotter. So send at once to Terry in care of Libby's in Chicago. Enclose two Libby's tomato juice labels, a dime, and your full name and complete address. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Terry Lee and Jude Hennick have fled the city of Yankut, helping April Kane, Smythe Heatherstone, and Slugger Dunn to escape the invaders. Our friends made a night trip down a river, landing in the darkness where they were to start their trip overland to the nearest town and safety. But Terry and Jude discovered an invader tank. They overpowered the driver and, with April and the others, started out in it for the town of Tajian. After a bit, Terry looked back down the darkened road and saw lights of other invader forces approaching. The tank pulled off the road. April and Smythe Heatherstone were sent on ahead to warn the town. Terry, Jude, and Slugger stayed behind in the hope that they might in some way prevent the invaders from making a surprise night attack on the inland town.
All right, here's what we do. Terry's wearing the invader uniform we took from the guy who ran this tank. Slugger, you and me will be inside the tank. Maybe we can lead the parade, and if we can lead the enemy into a trap, why not?
You mean stay here and join that caravan back there?
Sure. It's dark. We won't be suspected. We'll chug along up near the front.
Well, all I've got to say is you sure took out sweet job for us, Mr. Hennick.
Oh, I know it's risky, but it's dark, too. We can always get away in the dark.
Say, dude, come here.
Yeah?
There's a map that was in the tank.
Pull that flashlight, Sam. Let's see what it is.
Yeah. Hey, it's a map of this territory. See here? Here's the river. Back here is Yankut.
Yeah, this must be the road we're on now.
Yeah, and this is the road them other monkeys is on. Only about a mile away. I can see the lights back there.
And here's Tarzan. See, Terry? So we must be about here.
Hey, what's this mark over here, just this side of the town? You can't read Chinese.
Well, neither can I, but I'd say that was a bridge.
What makes you think so?
Because this is a mountain country. Tarzan is back in the mountains, surrounded by gorges, so there must be a few bridges across the gorges and sort of the shortcuts to the town.
Say, if we can blow up a bridge, that...
Did you ever try blowing up a bridge, Terry? You need lots of dynamite. You gotta know how to do the job.
Well, at least we could defend the bridge, hold him back for a while.
Well, they gotta follow this road to the bridge anyway. There's no place else for the invader to go unless they camp nearby.
So let's get in the tank and go to the bridge, and then we can decide on our next move.
Tom's just a stone throw from the bridge. No, okay, I'll climb in and start the steam man of war. Come on, Jack, we'll go for a ride.
If there's anything I ain't fond of, it's riding in that tank. I'm all goofed up from the last joyride.
Well, we can get the machine guns in order and get ready for trouble.
Get ready for it. say we're in it right now. Here we are, going to ride in an enemy tank. And there's just a few blocks back of us coming this way.
Hey, put up the number and it's clear there.
Come on, Slugger.
All right, here we go.
As the invader tank lumbers slowly along the narrow road toward the town of Tajen, let's join April Kane and Smythe Heatherstone. They've gone on ahead on foot and have been taken by Chinese sentries to the local commander of the town. There, Mr. Smythe Heatherstone explains the situation as best he could.
The situation is critical, to say the least. The enemy's advancing along the river road.
I'm deeply grateful to you for this information, sir. We have been expecting a visit from the invader troops, but we are not entirely unprepared to receive them.
That's jolly good news, Commander.
Your warning, however, gives us additional time to complete the welcome. There is a wooden bridge over which a troop must pass.
Ah, yes. Miss Kane and I walk across it to get to this town.
We shall destroy that bridge, but not before a part of enemy troops have crossed it. Then they will be unable to retreat. No, we will be able to receive a reinforcement.
Right. Joe, clever strategy, what?
There is no doubt, in my humble opinion, that this town of Taiwan can't be taken. A few airplanes can reduce it to powder, and there are other avenues of attack, even though we destroy the main bridge.
I see. We came here thinking this might be a zone of safety.
There is no safety where it is war, my friend. And all of China is at war.
Oh, Mr. Smile, have a stone. Yes, sir. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were still talking, Mrs.
Oh, come in, little one. I wish to again thank you and your friends for their bravery in joining us to defeat the invader.
Oh, dear. You think they'll do a lot of shooting and things?
One never knows in troubled times. But it is well to be of calm spirit.
But we can't have those soldiers shooting and all that sort of thing. Oh, we've got women and children and Chinese orphans here. Yes, and Bert is here, too.
Ah, so you are acquainted with that most excellent American woman.
I should say I am. Why, you could have knocked me over with surprise when I saw her. This was the last place in the world I expected to meet Burma.
I don't see why, kitten. Well, Burma's been saddled with a troop of Chinese children, orphans, mind you, for a long time now. So, I think I'd better adopt them. They all call me Burma. Burma.
Oh, yes, I get it. Burma. Oh, do you know Mr. Reginald Smythe Heatherstone?
No, I'm not sure. How do you do, sir?
Yes. I've heard your friend speak of you, Miss Burma.
Oh, hope it was nice.
Indeed, yes.
Oh, that's good. Now, tell me, Mr. Smythe Heatherstone. Say, isn't there some way we can shorten that name? It's a mouthful and time is short.
Well, now, some of my friends call me Reggie.
Okay, so it's Reggie and Burma. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Well, I understand from Little Miss Fixit that Terry and Dude Hennick and a fellow named Slugger Dunn are out there in a tank. Is that right?
That was where we left them, beyond the bridge, beside an invader tank.
I will suggest that we contact your friends out there as soon as possible.
They thought we might divert the enemy in some way, Commander.
That will be most difficult, I am convinced. The main force will try to cross the large wooden bridge. They cannot be turned aside.
Commander, I know about that bridge. He told me how it's been weakened purposely. Suppose they try to drive across in that tank. Will it hold their weight?
I do not believe a heavy tank could cross the bridge, Mr. Martin.
Well, then we've got a wall carrying through and slug it down.
Let me go down there and meet them.
It will be dangerous if the enemy has advanced guard.
Yeah, I know. Then I get kicked off. I'm not going to let Terry and the others drive out on that bridge and then go boom.
Then I'll go with you, Burma.
You do nothing of the sort. You come with me to the place I call home. You look after my orphans until I get back. Don't worry about me, gentlemen. I'll manage
all right. I wish you'd let me go with you, Burma. I'm so glad to see you. I wondered where you were.
We'll have a long talk some other time, Kitty, but right now you sit there while I climb to these flats and get ready for my little trip.
Oh, dear. Maybe I ought to be home in the United States.
Turn up that lantern light a bit.
All right. How's that?
All right. Home? United States? Hey, listen, Chickie, this is war. It's all out, all over. The only folks that can hide from it are 6 feet underground. Nobody can hide from this fight.
toss me those flats.
All right. Here you are, Burma.
Thanks. Well, there's no place to hide. Oh, who wants to? Not me. When I leave here, you step into the next room and look at those Chinese kids. Poor little babes, I never heard a fly.
I know, it's awful.
Well, I'm mad. Way down inside, I'm mad. And I'm going to stay mad until things get topside again.
You want the silk thing around your head?
Yeah, thanks. I'm not caring too much about myself, but it's kids like you and Terry I think about, and those Chinese orphan children. Oh, I know I talk like a book that shouldn't be written, but I still got feelings, and sometimes I... Well, just listen to Prima, getting dramatic. Well, April, I guess I'm all set.
But, Prima, are you sure?
I'm not sure of anything anymore. Nothing. I'm doing a day-by-day routine.
Well,
look out for the kids. So long, Sue.
Yeah, I see it.
All right, look. Are we going to go across or what?
Well, bridge looks wide enough, Slugger.
Town must be just across the gorge, up there beyond the rock.
Yeah, your guess is as good as mine. Still too dark to see.
I wonder if April and Smart Head are going to reach the town.
Should have, by this time. Hey, Tom, that bridge looks big enough and strong enough to hold a dozen tanks.
Well, the enemy wouldn't be sending tanks if they weren't sure.
That's right. So let's get started, huh?
Okay, put her in gear, dude. Get across on the far side, and then we can decide what to do.
Okay, hang on. Here we go.
Will Burma reach Terry and his pals before they drive the huge tank on the bridge? The bridge that has been made ready for the enemy? There's a crackling bit of action awaiting everyone, so stand by for news about this next adventure. Now, don't forget, boys and girls, that you can get an airplane spotter just like the one that Terry made. You can learn to identify 16 different airplanes with it, just the way the commandos did, and April and Slugger. Well, maybe not the way the Slugger did. As I remember, he wasn't awfully good. But you'll be good, all right. With this gadget of Terry's, it's easy to spot planes, even when they're way up in the sky. Believe me, you'll have the other kids bursting with envy if you have an official airplane spotter. So ask your mother to get 2 cans of Libby's Swell tomato juice. Then take the labels from the cans and on the back of one, print your name and address and mail the labels with a dime to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago. Now that's the way to get your airplane spotter. And boy, will you be thrilled when it comes. So send in your 2 Libby's tomato juice labels right away. Now, don't forget to enclose 10 cents and your name and complete address, of course. Mail to Terry, in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Libby will shoot an airplane spotter right back to you. For victory, patriotic Americans are buying United States war bonds and stamps. You know, it certainly was good to hear Burma's voice, to know that she, too, is doing her bit in this war effort. But now she is faced with a really dangerous job. And we'll be with her, with Terry, too, when the big thrill comes in tomorrow's transcribed adventure. So get in on the excitement, found only in this top war story.